forms of evil and the souls of many are ahead of us. I will grant you strength and protection as we go through hell. Much of the things that you're about to see will save many, many souls from here. This is real. This is their life as they choose it, my daughter. Fear not, for I shall be with you at all times. For my word says that in the last days the mysteries of God will be revealed, and this is a hidden mystery revealed to the world. We walked on. Hands reached out to us from the darkness, and I stood very close to Christ. But they did not touch us because of the power of the Lord. We stepped from the tunnel into hell and walked down a short way like a pathway into the left leg of hell. Jesus said, in the left leg of hell are many pits, and this tunnel branches off into other parts of hell. But we shall walk into the left leg of hell first. Remember, I have all power in heaven and in earth. Jesus was a bright light, brighter than the sun, and the form of a man was inside that light. And at times I saw him as a spirit, and other times as a man. The Father has spoken, Jesus said. Come, we must obey and go on. You have all your senses in hell that you died with, and mine was working in full force, and I was alive. When you're walking in the spirit, it is more real than walking in the flesh. Fear was on every side, and untold danger was everywhere. Each step I took was horrible, and as I walked beside Christ to the first pit, I stood beside Jesus and felt so very, very sad. Jesus said very softly, come and follow me. We came to a large bowl-shaped hole in the earth, and Jesus said, there are many such pits here. As far as I could see, there were pits in the earth, and in each pit dug until the earth was about 4 feet across and 3 feet deep, and brimstone was embedded into the insides of these pits. And in each pit was a soul that had died upon the earth that was encaged inside these pits. There was red-hot coals of fire, and in the center of this pit was another fire that had flames about 1.5 foot high, which at times grew into large flames. There was a soul inside each pit, and this soul was caged inside a skeleton form. My Lord, I cried, can you not let them out? Oh, how sad was the sight of them. I thought, my Lord, this could be me when I was backslid upon you. People, I pray that the Spirit of God touches your heart as never before as you hear this, and that you will never forget that there are people in hell today crying out for mercy. The horrors I'm about to tell you are so real and so sad they hurt. Please, I beg you, if you're a sinner, repent and come unto Jesus and be saved. If you're a backslider, Christian, repent before it's too late. For only by the shedding of his blood can we be saved from this place. We walked up to the first pit, and then I heard a cry out of the center of it. And I saw the form of a skeleton crying, Jesus, have mercy. Oh, my Lord, I said, it was the voice of a woman. I looked at her, wanting to pull her out of the fire. For the sight of her broke my heart. The skeleton form of a woman was talking to Christ. In shock, I listened unto her. I saw her burning flesh hang by threads all over her form and would burn and fall off as she stood there. Here was a skeleton with a dirty mist inside that was her eternal soul. And all over her body hung parts of flesh that was full of decay and dead gray in color. The fire would start at her feet in small flames and go up all over her body, and there seemed to be a constant burning of her body. At times the flames would be like embers as she reached out to Jesus. The burning flesh hung by threads, and the color was a dead gray, and her skull had no hair, and where the eyes had been were empty sockets. Yet this soul had all her senses that she had died with. Cries, my friend, and moans of regret came from this soul like you never heard. No hope, no love in hell. Jesus said, my child, you're here with me to let the world know that the wages of sin is death and hell is real. I looked at this woman again and I saw worms crawling out of her and parts of her skeleton form, and the fire did not harm them. Jesus said, she knows and feels these in herself. Oh my God, I cried, have mercy. As the fire reached its peak, the horrible burning would start over again and again. And I watched in horror. Great cries, deep sobs shook the form of his soul, lost, no way out.